from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I got to tell you something awkward that happened this morning, and I really tried to make it less awkward because I genuinely wasn't embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
But I went to the bathroom, which I do every single morning.
Okay.
And I never locked the door. I just, you know, why do I need to lock the door? I shut the door, I go to the bathroom.
It's your bathroom. Why would you need to lock your bathroom door?
My father-in-law walked in on me while I was in the bathroom.
Nice. Oh.
And, like, there was a delay almost.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think he couldn't fathom that I was sitting there doing my thing.
Uh-huh.
And so he gave, I'm sorry. And I could tell he was, I could tell he was very embarrassed. I also started to wonder, like, I'm sitting there, does he see anything?
He desperately wants to see my penis.
Like, front or back view?
No, like, side view. So I think there's a really good chance he saw something.
Yeah.
And I started thinking to myself, you know what? If I'm not embarrassed, then he shouldn't be embarrassed.
Right. Who cares?
Right? So I went out there after, and I was unsure.
Uh-huh. And did you ask him? I didn't ask him.
I said, I made a joke. I said, you know what? Next time I go to the bathroom, I'm going to lock the door. And he gave me an awkward laugh. I think he saw something. But the reason why it's not that embarrassing is, like, not that I walk around a men's locker room naked. I don't.
Right.
But guys do that all the time.
Right. I spent my life that way.
Right.
High school to college, NFL.
I think, and I tell me if this is sexist. I apologize if it is. I think if my mother-in-law walked in on me, I'd be much more embarrassed. I think it'd be bigger, like a weirder thing.
Nah, you're right.
But
yeah,
the
definitely.
Fact that it's my father-in-law, it's like, okay, if he saw it, he saw it. Like, well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a 3.5-inch guy.
Well, embarrassing for her or for you?
I think for all of us.
Yeah.
I don't think our relationship would ever be the same again.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No, like, it's true.
I think that one is bad.
Right, that is bad.
But the more I think about it, it's like, whatever. Like, if you walked in on me while I was doing, I don't even think I'd care. Yeah. I just feel like, that's me.
I mean, I wouldn't, because I grew up that way. In fact, I remember when, it was probably my third year in college, the first time there was a female in the locker room.
Right.
It was like, oh my God, what are we doing? Like,
well, did that change how you felt? Like, did you feel more likely to cover up?
Well, yeah, but, like, because it was shocking.
Right.
But then 3 years later, it's like, whatever. I'm serious. It just becomes whatever.
And here's maybe the hypocrisy of this. When I go to the gym, and believe it or not, sometimes I do, I don't want to be naked. I never walk around naked. When I take a shower, I make sure, like, I change inside the shower. Mm. So I don't want to be naked. But if somehow, like, something slipped out, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Right.
That's kind of the attitude I have with this. And that's the way I felt about my father-in-law. Like, yeah, I didn't mean to just be naked.
Right.
But if he saw it, it's like, all right, whatever. Yeah.
I went in my pants during the pandemic.
What?
You did what?
You wet your pants.
Went in my pants. I was recording a podcast down, you know, had the whole home equipment. The only person at my house was my mother-in-law watching my young child. And I had to be butt naked in need of a bath, and she had to go fetch me a towel and clothes and throw everything at me.
So your mother-in-law saw you naked?
Yeah, and our relationship has never been the same.
So I'm right that it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, but like last week I saw my brother-in-law sitting on the bowl, white cheeks, but to me, we laughed it off. My mother-in-law, we can't look at each other in the eyes to this day.
Also, though, like they said on Seinfeld,
you're bearing the story here, lead. You wet yourself?
Went in my pants.
You went in your pants?
Yes. Sometimes when I have Robitussin, Tiki, it was a pandemic, things run through me. And I was mid-taping a podcast for Odyssey, and I couldn't hold it anymore, and DA was just going on and on and on and on and on.
Is that the one that made news? Because I think you actually made national news for going in.
That was the seventh time I went in my pants, but I did that one live in the studio.
Jeez. I gotcha. So that's kind of your thing.
Can't you just get up and leave? Like, not if I radio, had to really dude. Go, I'd be like, Evan, see you, man. I'll be back.
No, the one that happened here was an accident where I laughed too hard and too many muscles worked. That one was like I was trying to get DA to stop talking. He wouldn't stop talking. And then, you know, an egg cracked.
But you clearly have a problem if this has happened multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should see a doctor about that.
I have.
And?
I have. No problem. I just, I think I just admit it more than others.
Have you? Well, no, listen, I would admit it if it happened. I honestly haven't gone in my pants since I was an infant. Well, since I was learning how to go.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
I think a lot
you
of...
You think there was a moment where I ever went in my... Why? I'm an adult. If I have to go, I go to the bathroom.
Everybody has thrown the blinker on and made a right towards their neighborhood, and their body reacts in a way going, oh, yeah, pal, we know you're almost home. And
not going to make it.
Sometimes people don't make it.
But you know what's crazy? Like, I've had to go to the restroom in emergency fashions quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's never gotten to the point where it just comes out like that.
Yeah. Number one, it's gotten close. But I'll just stop my car and just go to on the side of the road.
No, you got to.
You have to. So you go home with one sock?
No. What do you mean one sock?
Well, you got to use something to clean
up. You got
to
clean up.
Clean up?
They're talking about two. You're talking about one.
I'm talking about one.
Yeah. Oh, who cares about one? Everybody goes on the side of the road with one.
Right. One's very common.
One you can hold.
I drink so much water, but sometimes you can't. Like, there's points where you just can't.
No, he's right, but that, and I guess that's where I would never gone in my pants, because if I have to go that badly, I will pull over. Sometimes I've gone in, like, a water bottle, because just where you stop, like, there's no privacy.
Right.
Like, sometimes you're just stuck in that spot.
I've done that, too, but my windows are tinted, so you can't see in my car.
Yeah.
So I don't worry about it.
Yeah, I worry. In fact, this happened to me about like 3-4 weeks ago, where it was so bad. And this is why, like, of course I wouldn't go in my pants. I pulled over. I think it was on the hutch. And I pulled over on the shoulder. And I'm like, you know what? All these cars are going so fast. Like, who's going to stop and see me doing this? So I just took the water bottle out. And sometimes it's tough to kind of, like, you know. It kind of wide
you
mouth
aim,
Gatorade.
You got to aim really close, like really accurately.
Yeah, it takes a lot of accuracy practice.
But you guys are acting like that there would just be a bathroom anywhere. Sometimes it's a race against time. You don't have time to find a place to go. So you just either, like Sean, who's an animal, you go in your pants, or you find a place in the woods or something.
Yeah, but that's what we just said.
Someone's backyard.
Yeah, but that's what we just said.
Number one. He's talking number two.
Well, that's what I'm talking.
I'm just regular. I'm very regular because I eat correctly, so I'm regular, so I know when I'm gonna go. It's literally almost the same time every day.
But you know what, Teak? Like, I'm similar.
And I'm not even joking.
The stock market.
I'm similar to you as well on timing, but in the rare occasions where okay, it is two and I gotta go, it's never been bad enough where I can't control it. I'll always eventually, even if it takes a while, find a place to go. I'm telling you, I haven't gone in my pants since I was two. I can ask my mom the exact moment, but, like, since I was toilet trained, I have not made that mistake. So I think that says something about you, bro.
All right, well, I'm going to paint the scenario, Evan. You've also never seen your team win a championship. I've seen, what, eight now? Seven of them?
Yeah. How is that?
Would you rather have, like me, by 37, gone in your pants at least seven times that I can remember as an adult, but have seven championships you remember, or no championships and no times in
your
pants?
That's such a stupid question.
Well, who would you rather be, me
or you? Seven championships.
So you go in your pants seven times. So I'm thankful for what I
have.
If
you told me right now Aaron Rodgers lead me to the promised land, I'll go in my pants every day when I go home. Like, before I get in.
Tiki, call Nate.
Call Nate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.